This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning President's Day version of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the World Championship Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, the same way. Also on Gab, the same way. We're on Parler, the same way, when it comes back. And you can go to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. If you can't hear us any other way, go to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and there's a live link right there where you can actually hear us broadcasting right now. And when the show is over, then it plays the loop of the latest show over and over again and refreshes itself after each four-hour show. All right, to the phone line we go. We have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us, and good morning and happy President's Day.
Good morning, and same to you.
May your president win. All right, here we go. Seven Republicans joined the Democrats in voting to convict former President Trump. Obviously, they needed 67 votes. They got 57, so they were 10 short. And the president was acquitted for the second time. Now, what is going to happen, first of all, to the Republicans? I'm hearing all kinds of rumors. What are you hearing?
Well, rumors here at this point really kind of don't matter. It really matters what happens going into 2022 and then 2024. So, you know, a lot of this will shake out. Now, I will tell you that the Democrats have taken the videos, the Hollywood-produced videos from the impeachment trial, and they've made commercials out of them, and they are running them in what the Democrats consider battleground states against Republicans. And they're running them against the Republicans that voted to acquit. So it's going to get nasty. If you don't think that this was, you know, really a Potemkin village that we just went through, then you really need to think again. The impeachment wasn't so much, and I said last week it was on your show, it was kind of a documentary. The impeachment wasn't so much as impeaching Trump as it was impeaching 75 to 85 million people. And they're going to stay on that because they called the people that went to Washington, D.C. insurgents and terrorists. Now, those are the two words that we use to describe Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. But that's how we were branded. Now, if there's anything, you know, there's chat that we're going to, you know, people are leaving the Republican, the GOP, and they're going to start a new party, and blah, 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 blah. Well, let me tell you, the Democrats are good with that. They want that to happen. And so you're kind of playing into their hands because whoever does anything, if there's a MAGA party, if there's an American party, a Patriots party, a Trump party, whatever anybody else wants to name them, they're going to come after them. as well. So don't think this is a setup. It was a predetermined outcome that they were never going to have those votes. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They were never going to have the votes to a guilty vote on Trump. It was never going to happen. So why did they do this? Because there's a bigger mission here, and the bigger mission is to destroy anybody that's not a Democrat. Libertarians, they've already told us they're going after them. Tea Party types, independents, the whole thing. And, what Trump did, if for nothing else in the last 4 years, as he taught us more than we ever expected to know, that the government should be run like a business.
Mm-hmm.
He put out the executive order for every regulation you want to put in, three have to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And that told us how bureaucratic the place really is. Then he told us how much the media lies to us, and we finally figured that out. He told us, he gave us the corruption. He told us all of these things. And what he failed at doing was draining the swamp. He was able to drain some, but he didn't get, mm-hmm. he didn't drain enough. So we have to do it. So what we learned over the last 4 years by Trump is that we have to pick up the baton and keep going. Don't let the Democrats split us.
Yep.
We don't care about the Romneys or the Burrs or the Toomey is not running again anyway.
No.
And we can be mad at Cassidy and Murkowski and Romney.
Okay.
Their votes didn't matter. It wasn't going to happen anyway.
Well, one of the things that is going to matter today is George the Godfather, and good morning, George, just chimed in and said that he's going down to Mar-a-Lago for a big flag-waving display down there at Mar-a-Lago on President's Day to support President Trump and Make America Great Again rally, I think is the way he described it. By the way, there is a MAGA political party that was formed here in Florida by a gentleman down in Punta Gorda, Make America Great Again political party. And it's on the books. The FCC's registered it. So hold that thought. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what they did in Louisiana to Senator Bill Cassidy late last night.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And oh, by the way, this weekend coming up, I will be in Largo, Florida at the Mid-Reg Hall, which is over there in Largo, for the Two Guys Gun Show that'll be there in Largo this week. Now, we were down in Sarasota last weekend. I was there Saturday. Had a really good crowd, good turnout, and a lot of very avid buyers, especially a lot of women. A lot of women came up to me with their little wish list saying, well, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And I was saying, well, you know, and then they wanted to know who had the different guns that they were looking for, and I pointed that out to them, so I made it easier for them at least. But a lot of women were buying guns, and ammo, gee whiz, good luck. Ammo was going out the door like it was going out of style. But to find out more about the Two Guys Gun Show, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 3, with a concealed carry class both days. And by the way, concealed carry last week was just jam-packed when I was there on Saturday. Don't know what happened Sunday. But go to the website, twoguysshows.com. That's twoguysshows.com to find out more information. And I hope to see you there Saturday. I'll be there from 10 to 2. So stop on by and say howdy, howdy, and check out the guns and knives and fishing poles and bows and arrows and a lot of military surplus, too. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Hello.
Now, I promised to mention what happened in Louisiana over the weekend. After the vote by Senator Bill Cassidy, he was unanimously, by the Louisiana GOP, unanimously censured after his vote.
Okay.
So
I know that.
Yeah, so what? Explain to the people what that means.
It really means that he has no voice, no influence with the GOP, and they're not going to support him anymore. Mm-hmm. Okay. But it's a gesture. It doesn't mean anything. It does show that where the GOP is taking a stand in the state, that's good. But is it going to, I mean, does it mean that Cassidy's going to go away? Does it mean he's not going to vote the right way from here on out? No. I mean, they did the same thing to Senator Burr.
Yeah. By the way, Mitch McConnell said something that was interesting. He wrote quite an extensive piece, which was what he said in the Senate. But he blasted the disgraceful, quote, end of quote, that's him, not me, Trump, and he hinted at criminal prosecution. He said the president, former president, sorry, didn't get away with anything yet. What's that all about?
Well, he's not wrong. I guarantee you, I was actually chatting with a couple of people during the closing arguments that don't think that the Democrats haven't turned over the file to a D.C. prosecutor to charge Trump criminally, you know, certainly now we are where we are. Was it going to go anywhere? I don't think so, but it doesn't matter. They're trying to make the man's life hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that that will be the next round of militancy, political militancy by the Democrats.
Well, be careful what you wish for, folks, because Marco Rubio questions whether or not the Trump impeachment sets a new precedent that could target Hillary Clinton, and Senator Lindsey Graham warned Kamala Harris that she could be an impeachment target because the Democrats have opened a Pandora's box. So here we go.
Well, I mean, under the premise that you can... The action of impeaching a no longer sitting president, which is what happened.
Yeah.
You can go back and impeach, as I've said several times, Barack Obama for assassinating Anwar al-Awlaki, who was an American citizen in Yemen.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we don't do that. We have a standing edict that, you know, presidents cannot order an assassination like that. And he did assassinate the man without, we're happy that he's gone, but I mean, you can't do that. Barack Obama was judge, jury, and executioner on Anwar al-Awlaki.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about Andrew Cuomo up in New York.
He's in deep trouble.
Well,
he's in very deep trouble.
He's got three people right now that have come up, major power people. One of them is former New York Governor George Pataki. He said these new details about Cuomo should trigger a recall, and somebody right away popped up there that they're going to get a recall effort going. And then the second one was Janice Steen. She said there needs to be a criminal investigation right now.
She's been saying that for about a month.
Right, and now she's getting more airtime, though, I think, because I see her on different places.
Well, because she's justified. What she's been saying for a month is now actually proven. It's justified.
Mm-hmm.
She's had an awful lot of officials coming out of the state nursing homes and the privately run nursing homes. That have said, you know, all the things that have happened about his executive order, about his installing the waiver in the executive orders where they have sovereign immunity, that nobody can be sued for wrongful death, and they're immune from any kind of prosecution. Well, the New York State Attorney is working to have that waived. And I think it'll be a easy thing to do. So Cuomo is in big trouble. His secretary that admitted this, she admitted it in a phone call to some Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it actually got out. She would not make that decision on her own without him.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is... Congressman Matt Gaetz has said that there's blame to be placed elsewhere, and he said you can look right in the state legislature for them not doing anything, too.
You mean the New York legislature?
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. I got a question from George, which is kind of related to what we're talking about here. He wants to know what's going on with Georgia Senator Warlock for voting fraud. There is an investigation, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's all we know so far, right?
That's all we know. He is. He was working with Stacey Abrams' organization at the time. So that's where that is.
Okay, but anyway, Matt Gaetz is pointing his finger also at the New York State Legislature for not doing anything about stepping in and try to legislate their way into whatever. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know what.
Well, what they're doing now, they're a little slow to operate, but you know, I will say that what they're doing now is they have apparently voted in one of the House chambers to remove Cuomo's emergency powers.
Right. Minneapolis, where it's 15 below zero, headed to 25. You don't even want to know what the wind chill is. They have got active, they've got people now, citizens, going to the city hall as well as to the police department and getting on television and radio whenever they can, begging for the police to come back, for Minneapolis to add the cops they fired, got rid of back on the defund the police movement, as murders, robberies, assaults have gone through the roof up there.
Yep. Well, good luck in that, because those police have moved on. Most of them just left the state. They've left the city and gone to other parts of the state. They're finished. I mean,
yep, I know two that have come to Florida. They're going to be deputy sheriffs.
They would have to be. They would have to do an awful lot of bridging. They'd have to do some signing bonds. They'd have to do an awful lot of things to ever get those guys back.
Mm-hmm.
Including, you know, reinstating all their benefits and whatnot, their retirements and whatnot. But, yeah, I'd like to actually see what the FBI. The FBI has a dedicated office in Minneapolis. I'd really like to see what they've got to say about all this.
Yeah, well, that's where we found out a little bit about it. But anyway, we've got a question here from. Let's see, this is from Nikki, and Nikki is in Baltimore, Maryland. Nikki is saying, did you see the Trump attorney on television with the CBS reporter when they went back and forth, and reporter accused the Democrats of fixing the evidence?
Yep.
That was something. I did see it, and I think...
I mean, it was a remarkable moment, the day, you know, the second to the last day. Or third, I mean, whatever it was, where they had actually proven that they had manipulated the evidence. They didn't do it once, they did it twice. Mm-hmm. And actually, House Rule 30, on page 34 of House Rules on the ethics, that is a violation to do that. Not that that means anything, because the Ethics Committee in the House of Representatives, and for that matter in the Senate, mean nothing, but nonetheless, it's a violation.
All righty. I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Enjoy President's Day. Hopefully you won't have anything to do.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. And I will be right back with more. Don't go nowhere. No how, because we are coming back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Come on now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House has approved an emergency declaration for Texas as a winter storm hits the state with record cold and snowfall. The declaration allows federal assistance to help state and local response efforts to the storm. Many areas in Texas and across the South are expecting several inches of snow and dangerously cold temperatures over the next few days. The National Weather Service says some parts of Texas will see wind chills near 10 degrees below zero on Monday. Some parts of the Great Plains and Great Lakes areas are also expecting up to a foot of snow on Monday and Tuesday. And for the first time in several months, the United States is averaging fewer than 100,000 new cases of COVID-19 per day. Even with that positive news, health experts are warning that infections still remain high and precautions against the virus still need to be taken. The U.S. is still averaging around 2,500 deaths from COVID per day, down from a peak of more than 3,000 earlier in the winter. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news segment, brought to you as always by the National Aviation Academy, where they have two campuses to serve you. And don't forget, you can call them at 800-659-2080 and set up an appointment. Take the tour. Here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. They have one that is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The second one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, which is right across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're over in Clearwater. Now, either one, give them a call. 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. That's the only way that you'll get a chance to see with your own eyes and ears the campus meet some students, meet some instructors, possibly meet some graduates, and see exactly what's involved and how your whole life will turn with the career path that you've chosen as an aviation maintenance tech. You can literally get a job anywhere, anywhere in the world, anywhere in the world. So think about that. Think about that. National Aviation Academy, 800-659-2080, and their website, of course, NAA.edu. Now, over the weekend, we found out a rare daylight drone strike hit a Iranian weapons shipment headed for an illegal crossing on the Syria-Iraq border. Now, we had our intelligence and Israeli intelligence combined give us information for that. And as a result, a drone came in, believe it was a Predator, and took out this weapon shipment and destroyed the vehicles and the weapons. And there were plenty of secondary explosions along the way, too. So that was a good thing. By the way, this Somali head of the National Security Agency and 13 of his troops were killed in an IED blast in Somalia. Al-Shabaab is taking credit for the bombing. Al-Shabaab is an affiliate of ISIS and works with Al-Qaeda, too, in the region. Now, here's something we talked about last week, and we found out a little bit more information. The Navy has absolutely no idea of how many sailors it's booted out of the Navy for, quote, extremist, end of quote, activity. Now, they've removed people for conduct unbecoming, given them dishonorable discharges, and they have a regulation for just about everything, it seems, anyway. But kicking enlisted sailors out for supremacist or extremist conduct is not part of it. It has to be conduct unbecoming or failure to follow an order or something, whatever. So we'll see how soon it takes for the military to start changing some wording around for some different things. By the way, the new Biden administration has been reversing many of the Trump administration's policies in areas like immigration and energy. But when it comes to confronting China and their actions in the South China Sea, at the highest level of powers, the song remains the same. We are there to stay. Our ships are there. And we aren't going anywhere. By the way, the U.S. Army is evaluating a new version of its gender-neutral Army combat fitness test, one that would create a gender-specific evaluation categories for men and women when it comes time for promotion. We'll see how that works out. A lot of things in the mix here. A lot of things are changing as we move along here. Boy, you talk about the times they are changing. Are they ever? The Army also is deploying some 222 soldiers from Fort Carson, Colorado, to Los Angeles to run a state-run, federally supported COVID-19 vaccination center there. There may be more of that, by the way, coming around the country. More than $1.65 billion will flow into Fort Hood for housing, daycares, and unit facilities in the next 10 years as the Army and a private housing company have pledged funds to improve infrastructure on the base, so says the Army Chief of Staff, James McConville. And soldiers of the 3rd Cavalry Regiment will spend the majority of 2021 training individually with their squads as the Fort Hood unit regroups from incidents last year highlighted in the recent review of the base culture and climate, so says the new regimental commander. By the way, we talked about this last week. The Navy's submarines run silent, run deep. You never know where they're at. We're not supposed to. But lately they've been popping up in some strange places, like behind the behind the Iranian fleet in the eastern the western Indian Ocean, as they were doing some torpedo training over there. I wonder how they felt when that thing popped up in the distance. Oh, well, who knows? And a branch whose motto is aim high might set its height requirements a little lower for the airmen who want to be career enlisted aviators, which is the umbrella term for 10 enlisted flying jobs such as loadmaster, flight engineer, or in-flight refueling specialist, and even sensor operator for the remotely piloted aircraft. I just found out about that one. I didn't realize they had a height requirement for that, but they do. By the way, the Marine Corps is now giving new moms a full year to meet fitness and weight requirements after childbirth, making it among the military's longest postpartum recovery periods. Marines also will now have an official handbook to keep them in shape through pregnancy and beyond. Those are good things. We'll see how that works out. And the Marines are experimenting with their lightweight vehicles mounted with long-range weapons that can take out enemy tanks at a distance 15 to 20 times greater than a Marine tank could. That's what General Berger, the commandant of the Corps, said this week. Also, you've heard about the crashes with the CH-60 Blackhawks that the National Guards had recently. Well, the Army National Guard Blackhawk helicopters are going to keep flying despite a string of crashes and strain on the fleet. Now, this came amid concerns by some lawmakers and defense experts that doing so could put additional lives at risk, but they have confidence in their air mechanics that they've got it taken care of. Now, the Coast Guard in Key West, Florida, took delivery late last week of its newest fast response cutter, which is bound now for Guam to counter an increasingly assertive China. And this is exactly what it says it is, a fast response, high speed Coast Guard cutter. Very sleek and very lethal. We'll see what happens when they get it over there. By the way, BAE Systems received a $184 million contract modification to produce 36 more amphibious combat vehicles for the U.S. Marine Corps. And kudos to them for that. And Xerox and the Naval Postgraduate School have formed a strategic collaboration focusing on advancing additive manufacturing research, specializing in 3D printing, which has the potential to dramatically transform the way the military supplies its forward-deployed forces. We'll see how that works out. Okay, we're coming back with an extended version of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, because Chris Markowski has the day off and we've got such bad weather out there, we need to remind everybody where it is and what's going on. So I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program, my conversations with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take, and I take it a couple times a day, and I took it just before the show at midnight. I was having some discomfort with my left leg and ankle because of the injury I suffered at the World Trade Center, and it was gone in less than 20 minutes, and I haven't had a problem since. And that took care of that. And the reason I take it is because it's 100% drug-free, and it targets inflammation, and it goes right straight to the source of the pain, even if all you've done is had a hard day at the gym. Now, it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it. It is absolutely 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in, and also supports the healing process with healthy joints and muscles, too. Best part? It's for the 3-week quick start to get it all going. It only costs you $19.95. Now, guess what? You can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the $19.95 3-week quick start. You'll be glad you did, because after all you got to lose is pain. And joining us right now from the frozen tundra is Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Now, you said it's not that cold up there.
No,
I mean, it's supposed to start doing freezing rain here shortly, but it's 36 degrees outside.
Well,
so
yeah, yeah, but the temperature's going to drop, I can assure you of that one. And the freezing rain is just a start. Because what's going on down here in the south is, yes, we're getting freezing rain and drizzle and sleet, and then you're getting a little dusting of snow on top of it. And I don't need to tell you, that makes things like a skating rink.
Oh, yeah, but there's definitely temperature drops. And we're supposed to get a storm later on this week.
Yes, you are. It's not very far away. Tuesday over Wednesday, you should be looking right at it on your door yard because it's going to be coming across right now. And you won't believe this, Chris. If you were to look at the weather map to see the winter storm warnings, it's most of Texas, most of Oklahoma, all of Arkansas, all of Louisiana, all of Mississippi, half of Alabama, most of Tennessee, all of Kentucky, most of Illinois, all of Indiana, all of Ohio, the western half of Pennsylvania, all of upstate New York, starting with over there at Ripley, right on I-90, all the way around, wrap yourself around, all the way up to the Canadian border, up I-87, up at the top, and then all the way across the northern part of the New England, all the way up into Maine to Nova Scotia. That's the extent of this storm. That's a winter storm warning.
Yeah, you know, when we're running into problems is, you know, the reality is that these major car accidents down in Texas, all these places, people are not used to driving in that type of weather. So
they had two of them in Oklahoma. They had I-35 south of Oklahoma was impassable because of a multi-car wreck. But I want to tell you about something. We've talked about the Keystone XL pipeline a lot here, right?
Sure.
Well, the pipeline project was, quote, canceled by executive order on January the 20th, 2021. But guess what the Senate did on February the 5th, 2021?
I'm not sure.
They voted to support the pipeline with a House resolution that they passed that said, we backed the pipeline and we want it started up again.
Well, I think that this is going to be another one of those things that get thrown to the courts for an extended period of time.
Oh, sure.
You know, and again, it's, you know, we can't get out of our own way here in this country with infrastructure projects. You go back and you think about the things that we've created in the past, from, you know, how quickly the Hoover Dam was built to the Golden Gate Bridge, the interstate system, all of these things that we did, you know, lickety split. We can't get out of our own way and get a simple pipeline done here in this country. It takes decades. It's just it's nonsense. It really is.
Well, wait till I tell you this one. This is really a good part. Some Democrats voted along with the GOP amendments supporting the energy project, more than enough than what it would take to get past Kamala Harris, because she would not be voting because it would not be a tie. The amendment would pass in the Senate as it stands right now. So my question is, why can't the states that are most affected by the executive order get together, stand up, and demand that these people be put back to work and say, here's the deal, President Biden. We, the state's highest local authority, are going to start these projects back up again because you are bankrupting some of our smaller towns and cities.
You can demand all you want, but again, you know, if the federal government wants to put a monkey wrench in front of something, it doesn't take much to do so. And that's what they're really, really good at. I mean, the power of the executive office. They talk about the White House and the Capitol. What is it called? Is it? Is it the Eisenhower Executive Office Building where all of these agencies are housed?
Yes.
That's where all the power is. I mean, these people are judge, jury, and executioner in many aspects of our lives. Congress doesn't do much legislating anymore. They punt all of that stuff to these bureaucrats at the Eisenhower Executive Office Building. We don't make laws here in the United States. They just, you know, say, hey, you guys do this. And it's unfortunate. They spend all of their time raising money than actually doing their job.
Yep. Now, let's talk about the stimulus. Democrats in the House, unbeknownst to us, because everything was all about the impeachment last week and the week before. Now they've moved through their committees the legislation that will lead to the people getting $1,400 checks. Now, because this was largely overshadowed by the impeachment trial of Donald Trump, fact of the matter is, and we'll come back into big focus right now, and President Biden has said that he wants to act fast, and Senator Janet Yellen said over the weekend, the time to go big is now.
Send out your $1,400 checks and put the nation further into debt. It's not going to do a damn thing.
They don't care.
It's not going to do anything. It isn't. You're going to do more by more was done just this past week by that, you know, Lord Farquaad here in New York, Andrew Cuomo, allowing restaurants to stay open for an additional hour so these people can work longer and make more money in their restaurants and small businesses. It's all about opening up. It's just that simple. Getting kids back to school full time, which then will help people so they can go back to work. There's a myriad of things that need to be done. And I'll tell you something, an additional $1,400 that they're sending out to certain families around the country is not going to bring the economy back.
Well, I think they're going to change the earning amount because it was $150,000 for a married couple. They were talking about lowering that to $100,000, and it was $75,000 for a single, anyone earning less than that. And they were talking about backing that off to $60,000. I'm not sure if they're going to, but it's been talked about.
Well, I mean, that's all well and good. I said from the beginning, I don't mind if the extension of unemployment benefits. I think that is a necessity. But sending out stimulus checks has never worked. Whether it be George W. Bush, whether it be Donald Trump, doesn't make any difference. Whoever sends these things out, it doesn't work.
Now, the market is not open today, right?
No.
So they get a day off, just like the mail and the banks and all that, and that's good, probably. But this gives Janet Yellen one more day to create what she's calling a Treasury climate czar. What the hell is that?
I don't know. It's nonsense is what it is. It's kind of like NASA talking about, you know, the climate change. I mean, it's nonsensical. NASA was concerned about racism or something like that. They had some program start. I mean, it's just ridiculous. What does the Treasury have to do with the climate? I don't know. It's all this touchy-feely good stuff that's, you know, I don't know, some people can get all excited about. I mean, what in the world does Treasury have to do with that?
Well, the funny thing here is the name that pops up. The newspaper of the Wall Street Journal is reporting that the leading candidate for the new role is Sarah Bloom Raskin, a former Deputy Treasury Secretary during the Obama administration. Now, that last name is the same last name as one of the impeachment managers on the Democratic side. You don't suppose, do you?
I don't know. I mean, they're all connected, Matt. You're talking, you know, the swamp, the watchdog, I call it the watchdog on Wall Street's axis of evil. It's an incestuous bunch. And this is on both sides of the aisle. And they come back for more. It's amazing. It's a very, very small group. I said it before here. It's a George Carlin line. It's a big club and you ain't in it. And they find their way into various different jobs, whether they're qualified or not qualified. It doesn't matter. They run the country.
And very quickly, Associated Press is reporting that Australia's parliament is set to debate forcing Google and Facebook to pay news publishers for their content after a Senate committee in the Australian government recommended they do just that.
Yeah, Europe may be next with that. That's going to definitely change the business model, that's for sure.
Good. I will talk to you tomorrow. Stay warm up there.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com is his website. Go there, check it out. Coming up with Frank Salvato. He ought to be real happy that he's not in Chicago right now, too. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.